On a warm April morning, a week after the terrible day on which Grand-Mère Sylvie died, Sylvie walked away from her home. She left her mother, the cottage in which they'd all lived, Bresnois village, and everyone and everything she knew. The wet spring grasses, ankle high, seemed to clutch at the hem of her skirts, as if to keep her from leaving. But Sylvie kept moving. She did not look back, and she did not cry. She did not deserve tears. She had made a terrible mistake. She'd meant no harm. Quite the reverse. She'd been trying to help her mother, Jeanne, the healer, who had never before needed healing. Grand-mère Sylvie had died, and Jeanne had spent 5 frightening days in her chair by the fire, holding her own elbows, staring into the flames, not eating, not speaking. Not crying for her mother, even when Sylvie did. Yes, Sylvie had been trying to heal Jeanne, in her own way. Only Sylvie's way wasn't Jeanne's way, and she now knew that was the problem, or one of them. Not one of the villagers would call Jeanne witch, not even quietly behind their hands. Jeanne, as a healer and midwife, possessed no mysterious powers or magic, only knowledge and caring and her deep Catholic faith. As she walked, Sylvie pressed her fingers to her temples as if that could erase what she had done. Why had she not been more cautious? Grand-mère Sylvie had even warned her, barely 3 weeks before her sudden death. The memory burned. Sylvie, just past her 15th birthday, had come finally into womanhood with her first monthly bleeding. And then the understanding, the power, had simply appeared inside her. When she touched people, she could reach and see their thoughts and their memories. To explain, she'd held Grand-mère Sylvie's hand. "I see you in a strange place." Grand-mère Sylvie had gone still as Sylvie added, frowning. "There are high walls. Wait, are you in a kind of prison?" Unhurriedly, Grand-mère Sylvie had moved her hand away, breaking the connection before Sylvie could add that she saw someone, a friend, with her.
"Never search my mind in future without my permission, my dear one."
"Of course I shall not," said Sylvie, abashed. "I only wanted to show you. But there is more."
"I am listening."
"I think I can remove what I see. Grand-mère, only think. As a healer, if I can see that someone is in emotional pain about a memory, why, I could simply take that pain away. Like cutting out a rotten bit of apple." The words came out of Sylvie in an excited rush. "Is this something that you can do too? Could do, I mean, before..."
"Before I became old," said Grand-mère Sylvie dryly.
"Yes, when you laid your hands on someone in the village."
Grand-mère Sylvie shook her head. "No."
"Oh, then what... How shall I..." Sylvie had not known how to formulate her next question. How was she to proceed with this new skill? She looked down trustfully into her grandmother's face, however, believing she would be understood. And she was, though Grand-mère Sylvie was quiet for a time.
"I understand your excitement, my dear one," she said at last. "Yet I counsel caution, for I believe you will need skilled guidance. I have not heard of a power like this, but I will help you sort it out once I am a little stronger. This new gift is from God. Never doubt it, or that you will use it in holiness to heal, as the women of our family do. My own gift grew over the course of the first year or two, and as I practiced, that may be how it is with you. You are not yet fully who you will become."